Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This is too good. Okay. I feel like I'm dreaming about the perfect day to do our show.
You're not even doing your John and Ken show crap, iHeartRadio app
all
crap.
All right, let me do it. John and Ken show.
You're just
show.
Too excited.
John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I will say this, and this happens every now and then. Had a show put together. It all changed at 1 o'clock.
Blew up.
Two big stories came clomping in the door and have taken over at least the first hour of the show. I don't know which one you want to start with. Personally, I think the biggest outrage is the Hannah Tubbs story.
The Hannah Tubbs story is, yes.
Hannah Tubbs, if you're not familiar with Hannah Tubbs, all you have to tell people is it's George Gascon's fault. Hannah Tubbs is the person that used to be known as James Tubbs. And sexually molested a little girl, a 10-year-old girl in a Denny's back in, what year was it, 2014, I think.
Yes.
They didn't catch up with them until the last year or two, DNA and such. And turns out Tubbs had wandered around other parts of Western United States. I think he was up in Oregon, but somehow ended up in Kern County in 2019.
The molestation of the Denny's was particularly heinous because the girl was 10. Tubbs grabbed her by the throat, locked her in a stall, and put his hands down her pants for an extended period of time until somebody else came into the bathroom.
And that girl, who is obviously much older now, about 18, has told people in victim impact statements she is still haunted by that attack. It was horrific.
And then George Gascon, in one of the... this is like a pervert decision. Really is a pervert decision. Instead of taking mercy on this girl, he falls for Tubbs pretending to be a transgender. Make no mistake, Tubbs is faking it. He told his dad as much in a recorded prison conversation. And because Tubbs was 17, almost 18, not quite, 17 at the time of the molestation. What Gascon did is give him a very short sentence in a female juvenile detention center.
Because Gascon has a policy that bars juveniles from being tried as adults. And because he was 17 at the time, I think it was only weeks short of his 18th birthday, Gascon stuck to it and decided to put it in the juvenile system. And we covered this story a couple of months ago. The sentence was very light for Tubbs. It isn't even jail time. It's time in some sort of juvenile facility, even though Tubbs is now in his 20s.
Some juvenile camp of girls.
Of girls,
of
right?
Girls.
Because he identifies as a female.
When his crime was against a young girl. This is how badly Gascon either got outfoxed or how sick and perverted Gascon's philosophy is. You take somebody who severely molests a young 10-year-old girl and you put them in a confined area with all these other juvenile girls. I mean, I can't imagine a worse decision than that.
And the sentence is not for very long. He'll be done with that in a short order. I think it was less than 2 years. So this story has come back to haunt Gascon once again, because once these jailhouse recordings came out, and we're going to play it again after the break probably, but that's when Gascon just said, oh, yeah, I may have made a mistake in that prosecution. Yeah, well, sorry about that. Because otherwise, he probably wouldn't have admitted anything, but the jailhouse recordings, which were obtained, I think, by Fox Digital, were key to letting people know exactly what Tubbs was all about. And as John said, faking this female identity, talking to his father about scamming the system. And I think in one recording, he called the little girl a piece of meat. The little girl he molested.
Yeah. Now, see, that's the thing. This is not somebody who committed a moderate, mild crime. This is really gross and heinous. And this, Gascon gave the ultimate break to somebody who committed one of the worst, most perverse crimes. You're doing extended sexual attack on a 10-year-old girl. I mean, I'd shoot the guy through the head. That would be my justice.
Well, this is evil, and well, we learned that that's true today, because the breaking news is that the Kern County District Attorney apparently is charging this person, Hannah Tubbs, James Tubbs, with murder and robbery in Kern County. Apparently it happened in 2019 in a place called Lake Isabella, that's near the Kern River. They're only saying right now that the victim was an adult male. And they're not even saying if it was connected to the robbery or not. They're not saying whether or not robbery was a motive in the killing, or whether that's a separate charge. It's not clear.
Yeah, two stories came out today, and one story had him being charged with robbery, and then a second story came out with him being charged with murder. And I don't know if they were two separate or connected.
It says here the robbery charge involves the same victim as the murder charge. So, but they're not saying whether or not robbery was a motive in the killing. It could be he robbed from this person, then later killed this person separately. I don't know.
You know, John Hitami, the L.A. deputy D.A., who we've had on the show many times, and he's been fighting Gascon from moment one. And he says Tubbs had a very lengthy criminal record before Gascon allowed Tubbs to be sentenced to minimal time. Arrests and convictions for murder, robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, domestic violence, even a prior sexual assault of a 4-year-old girl. Somehow, despite that incredible record, and this doesn't even count this murder charge in Kern County that came across today, somehow Gascon sentenced Tubbs to 2 years in a girls' juvenile detention center. It's stunning.
The way the Times put it, the reform-minded prosecutor, that's how they refer to Gascon, the reform-minded
this
prosecutor.
This is reform?
Has defended his overall approach to juveniles, citing research that suggests the brain is not fully developed before age 25. The proper setting to rehabilitate people who commit crimes while underage is a juvenile treatment facility.
Total garbage and total nonsense.
This afternoon, apparently, the Gascon office said that they are unaware of this murder case.
The idea that your undeveloped brain causes you to commit sex molestation and murder is so preposterous, then every 18-year-old be running around molesting little girls and killing people. Obviously, hardly anybody does that.
So Tubbs will now be arraigned later today in Bakersfield. because he was down here, I guess, after being sentenced in the molestation of the little girl case. But now it's going to be a bigger crime that they're going to prosecute for him for, which is the murder case. We're hoping to have the Kern County DA on later in the show. It's Cynthia Zimmer, but we have not confirmed that. And apparently she won't be able to say too much in detail because this story just broke in the last hour or two. But, I thought this was a pervert. This is now a murderer, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, murderer,
what level of evil? I mean, this is an incredible level of evil. I mean, obviously, somebody that sexually assaults a 10-year-old girl is very evil. But now, a murderer. And I think you're right. I think you touched on it, that Tubbs committed other crimes in other places in the state after this 2014 case of molesting the little girl.
And somehow,
he took off for other parts and started doing the same kinds of crimes, I think, in other places.
And Gascon wasn't particularly curious about it. He just said, oh, you're a girl? Okay. You were 17? Okay. 2 years and 8 girls, juvenile hall. How about that? Well, I don't know if Gascon is evil, stupid, gullible and naive, or all of that. I mean, it is just preposterous to have him as a DA. Recall, how does that website go?
Recall DA GeorgeGascon.com.
There you go. Got to get the DA in the right place. Recall DA GeorgeGascon.com. If you don't sign the petition after this story, I don't know what to tell you.
400,000 signatures and growing. They do need to get past 600,000, possibly to 700,000 by early July. So they need your help. But I tell you, I don't think a day or two goes by we're not talking about another outrage and George Gascon. When we come back, we'll remind you of Tubbs, Hannah, James Tubbs. We're going to play back the audio, the jail cell call he made to his father, where he talked about his case and his posing as a woman and blah, blah, blah. Coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
We're going to have L.A. County Deputy D.A. Shay Sanna coming on after 3. That is the Deputy D.A. who prosecuted Tubbs and also has a lot of objections to George Gascon being... But who doesn't that's a Deputy D.A. in L.A. County have objections to George Gascon's job?
I think there's only 12 who didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember the vote?
I don't remember the vote was.
By the way, the gullible, naive, woke LA Times, their headline on the story is "Woman whose sex assault case tested Gascon's policies charged with murder." Yeah, woman, right? Like they didn't hear the tape of him talking to his dad. Honestly.
The way this seems to have gone is after Tubbs got that 2-year juvenile facility sentence, thanks to George Gascon for molesting the little girl in 2014 in the Denny's restroom. We're probably not supposed to say that, are we? Just a restaurant? I don't want to disparage.
Well, they actually put the name in all the news stories, too, so...
The Times didn't today. They just
The Times didn't.
Yeah, a restaurant in Palmdale.
All right, so they don't put the names of the victims. And they don't put the victimized business anymore, huh?
Yeah. Well, I kind of understand. I don't want people to think that you're going to get molested if you go into a Denny's restroom. And now I've said it 3 times. But anyway, there's a report. Bill Malusion says that Tubbs got that 2-year sentence to the juvenile facility. Catherine Barger says it's a 26-year-old individual sentenced to 2 years in a juvenile facility in isolation, separated by sight and sound from the other juveniles. But that's not where Tubbs is right now. Tubbs is in a Kern County jail because he got charged in the 2019 robbery first and now the murder charge. So I think they'd already transferred him for the robbery charge and now they just threw on the murder charge.
And get this, and you don't see this in LA County anymore, he's being held on a $1 million bond.
Well, murder, you would think, would be a pretty high bond.
You would think.
So should child molestation.
But you don't know.
No, I know. They like to throw in the fact he was accused of sexually molesting a 4-year-old girl at a California library in August of 2013. That'd be the year before, but remember, that was accused. They never actually charged Tubbs.
Well, because it was a 4-year-old girl. And it's really hard for a 4-year-old to be a credible witness.
Yeah, that was probably part of the problem. Her mother was a few aisles away browsing books.
And Tubbs knows this. I mean, if you remember on the tape, he knows how to play the system. He's pretty smart at this. So, you know, he knows he can get away with molesting a four-year-old because what's the little kid going to do?
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, we do have a compilation of audio from a jail call that Tubbs made to his father. These are, of course, you know, not too bright. If you're in a jail cell and make a call, they record them. Okay.
You might want to turn the radio up over there at the LA Times and listen to Tubbs. Let him explain.
This is really what broke the case on Gascon, because I think it was either Fox News or Fox News Digital got a hold of this. And that's when Gascon finally said, oh, yeah, maybe we made a mistake with that prosecution. Maybe we shouldn't have hard and fast rules about every defendant, even if they were 17 years old and just a few weeks short of their 18th birthday at the time they sexually assaulted a little girl. All right, here is Tubbs.
Don't worry about it. It's a strike. But they're going to plead. I'm going to plead out to it. I'm going to plead guilty. They're going to stick me on probation, and it's going to be dropped. It's going to be done. Done. I won't have to register once or nothing.
For an offender, you don't have to register?
I won't have to do none of that.
So what are they going to do to you then?
Nothing. So now they're going to put me with other trannies that have similar cases like mine, or with one tranny like me that has a case like mine.
Okay.
So when you come to court, make sure you address me as her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be hard, but you have to do it. What we're trying to avoid is trying to avoid the registering thing. That's what we're
trying
the hardest to not do.
Yeah, I know, Bubba.
We're also trying to avoid going to prison again.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, because this time if I went in, I'm getting a sex change.
What?
Yeah, I said this time if I was to go in, I would get the sex change, so I wouldn't be in a man's prison no more.
Yeah?
I'd be in a female's facility. It'd be better.
This isn't there, too.
Oh, it don't matter.
See?
Yeah, what a pair. That father. He's cracking up.
He wants...
Holy mackerel, and you're listening to a person, Tubbs, who says, you know, whatever I have to do to get to avoid a sex offender status, and, you know, jail time, too. So I'll be a girl when I need to be.
Right, right. So he said, I don't want to go to a male prison anymore because I guess he was in one and it was a really rough time. So he figures the women will be more gentle and he's willing to have his penis hacked off for it.
Think about that. Usually in men's prisons, if you go in as a child molester, that's bad news.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. So he knows he's going to be in for a really rough time. Yeah. And the way to get around it is say, hey, I'm a woman now. You got to send me to woman's jail. Oh, yeah, I'm only 17, so, and you know, I don't have to register as a sex offender, right?
This is like a person who is evil, but is trying to figure out ways to game the system. It's really bizarre and terrible. This is, by the way, a first-degree murder charge out of Kern County. That's the worst you can get.
So he's going to push this fake transgender condition in order to avoid a men's prison. A men's state prison with a first-degree murder charge and possibly a very lengthy sentence. So this is desperation. He is so desperate to avoid a men's prison where he would be known as a child molester and in addition to being a murderer that he's willing to sacrifice his male parts in order to get into a female prison where, you know, the next 30, 40 years will be more gentle. That's what's going on here. And because his dad didn't know. And he's coaching his dad. He's like, make sure you got it. Yeah, it's, you know, I know it's going to be hard, but you got to refer to me as a she.
It's almost like they're cohorts in crime. The father's like playing along and saying, sure, good strategy, son. Yeah, I like that. Ha, tackle.
Hey, Gascon fell for it. The LA Times fell for it. Works.
And about Gascon, and I'm saying this for the third time, it's important you know this. He would not have said anything about how maybe the 2 years in a juvenile facility was too light a sentence for somebody that molested a 10-year-old girl if the jailhouse recordings, of which you just heard some, were not revealed. He would have just tried to move on and ignore the story.
That is right.
That's key. This is not somebody who realized his mistake and is backing off. This is somebody who got caught with the jailhouse recordings. Everyone knows what Tubbs is about now, and now we know Tubbs may be a murderer, too. That makes it even worse.
Good one. Good one, George. Thanks for keeping us safe.
All right. We will be talking to Shay Sanna, who was an LA County deputy DA and did prosecute the Tubbs case involving the molestation of the little girl. When we come back, exciting story number two If you heard John at the top of the show, it does concern Mayor Yoga Pants.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently a report has come out from U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, concerning their investigation as to whether or not Garcetti knew of, saw, heard about the sex harassment that was carried out by his top aide, Rick Jacobs.
That's coming up next. Eric, do you have a recording of taps? Okay. KFI?
Yeah, another big story, of course, is that Vicky White is dead. Vicky White is that Alabama corrections official who escorted the murderer out of prison a couple of weeks back, and then they were on the run until yesterday when they got caught after a police chase, and she supposedly shot herself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she died overnight.
Well, the person who said that is the murderer.
That's Casey White.
He's the one who says she shot herself.
I know. That's why there's suspicions that maybe he plugged her.
Because I figured he'd kill her at some point.
It's my father used to say, plugged.
Plugged? Yeah, that's a mobster term.
It's an old mobster term.
Yeah, he got plugged.
plugged that guy.
Two bullets right in the forehead.
That's right. So I don't know. Did it say where she got shot on her body? I didn't really.
Shot in the head, I thought I read.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll have Alex Stone on later for the complete report on that because he was referring to her as his wife. The murderer was.
Yeah, there's no.
Did they run off and get a quick marriage after that escape?
I don't know. You think that
was
minister?
Was there a little wedding chapel on the way in Indiana or Tennessee?
I'm sure he's a psychopathic Garcetti-like liar. So
yeah, and they were prepared for a major shootout. So that's a big story we're also covering. But now we turn to another big one. We told you in the last half hour that James Hanna Tubbs has been charged with murder on top of the disgusting sex assaults this person committed. We'll have more than that after the news at 3 o'clock when we talk to a deputy DA who prosecuted Tubbs. The other story, is this what you called for, Taps?
Yes, we are mourning the end of Eric Garcetti's political career.
Well, it kind of looks that way. Although they're going to call this partisan.
His career is being slowly lowered into the ground.
U.S. Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, known as Chuck to his friends. Are we his friends? The Republican. Anyway, he's the one that wanted to do his own investigation into claims that Eric Garcetti either witnessed or knew about the horrible sexual harassment behavior of his top aide for years, Rick Jacobs. This could possibly scuttle his appointment to become ambassador to India.
Oh, I think it will, because it's backed up with a lot of evidence that comes from Garcetti's staff and texts from Garcetti's staff.
Yes.
So all the stories are from Garcetti's crowd here.
There were two people involved. When I say two people, two groups of people. There were Garcetti people that are going to remain loyal to the mayor because they still think he has a political career, and they're either denying this or they're mum. And then there's those that believe in some form of honesty. And they're telling whoever will listen that, yes, Garcetti was certainly well aware of the sex harassment carried out by Jacobs. But as the Times says, the alleged inappropriate behavior by his aide, because that still hasn't been.
No, it's real inappropriate behavior.
So in this 23-page report released today by Grassley, it concludes that Garcetti, quote, likely knew or should have known that Rick Jacobs was sexually harassing multiple individuals and making racist comments towards others.
Everything that this woke crowd says they're against, everything that they excoriate other people for, that they cancel other people for, that they try to destroy their careers over, they committed all these crimes. Sexual harassment against men and women, all kinds of racial epithets being thrown around, and everything is covered up, denied. What a cesspool. Garcetti's office was a cesspool of weasels.
So Jacobs and Garcetti would not be interviewed by Grassley's investigators,
of course,
although Garcetti spokeshole Harrison Wolman said the mayor offered to meet with Grassley, but that did not happen. Remember, he went to D.C., I think, a couple of times.
Yeah.
He was walking around the halls, knocking on doors. Anybody want to talk to me? Anybody?
Yeah, except he picked the week everyone was out of town.
Is that right?
I'm just joking.
The White House, though, has issued a statement. This bipartisan report was a hit job from the beginning, so they're standing by Garcetti. For now.
Good luck getting the Democratic senators to vote for this in an election year. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Well, this shows you won't find more stubborn people than Senile Joe and psychopath Lyra Garcetti. These two bastards are the most stubborn politicians you'll see in your lifetime. So, of course, neither one's going to back down. But
so
it's,
this
it's
report
dead.
Has new allegations. One of the new allegations is from a witness who described an incident in which Jacobs allegedly massaged and rubbed his groin against another person at a 2015 U.S.-China climate summit in Los Angeles. And of course, it's Garcetti having a climate summit. In addition, another individual told investigators Garcetti said he couldn't believe the city wasn't sued during the time that Jacobs worked at City Hall. And that story we've heard before, that Garcetti said that, I guess jokingly. I can't believe we haven't been sued of what this guy's doing. Let's just be paraphrasing. This is a good one. Former Obama administration official Jeremy Bernard gave deposition testimony in which he said he heard Garcetti make that remark. Of course, Garcetti's denied ever saying such a thing. And that's a big thing we have to keep pointing out here. This is perjury.
Oh, yeah. No. On top of indulging Rick Jacobs for all his sexual attacks, all his demeaning language, his racist language, on top of it, he has repeatedly, psychopathically lied and perjured himself over and over and over again, like he was on some suicide mission.
Right.
I mean, he's done it too many times in too many places. There's no way he gets out of this.
Grassley's investigators wrote that new evidence against Mr. Jacobs and Mayor Garcetti has surfaced. Since the city report was released earlier this year, we talked about that a little while ago. That report was a complete whitewash in favor of Garcetti. The investigators also wrote that they learned that either the mayor's office or the State Department previously withheld the updated version of the city report, which included an interview with Jacobs.
So, yeah, the game is played.
Withheld from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
So Biden's people sees that there's a lot of dirty stuff in the report, and suddenly the report never shows up to the Senate committee. That's how the game is played. Oh, my God, look at this. Woo, he did that? No, we can't send this in.
The report notes that the Grassley investigation is not a criminal or civil investigation, just an investigation to assist in the Senate's constitutionally mandated advice and consent process.
The original report did not have interviews with many participants. Somehow all the people who would
they
have
declined
the worst,
some of them.
Yeah, a lot of the, you know, yeah. So this report...
I think it only had interviews because it was an internal report. Well, he hired some law firm, right? And I think it was just people that were willing to raise their hand for Garcetti. Sure, I'll testify in your report. He's wonderful. This could never have happened.
Oh, one of them texted saying, "I don't want to hurt Eric.
Right?
I don't want to hurt Eric. Ooh, he's got such a beautiful career ahead of him."
Well, yeah, because they're going places with them.
L.A. is in smoking ruins, and these parasites want to attach themselves to the host.
Oh, they want to get out of here, too.
Yeah.
He was planning a presidential library. That's where they thought they were going. The White House. Who knows? Maybe Mount Rushmore. Yeah.
There's a guy not getting paid, the architect for the Garcetti Presidential Library. I don't know if he sent out an invoice, but he's not getting...
The thing that matters here is what happens now in the Senate as we move towards another election, right? Because it's deadlocked, and they may not be able to get... There's a few Democrats, by the way, not just Grassley, the Republican. A couple of Democrats had their hesitations. They read this report, they may say, I'm not voting for this nomination, and it may just die. No matter what the White House says, it may die.
Grassley has put an official hold on it, so has the other... Senator from Iowa, Joni Ernst, I think her name is.
Yes.
So to get it out of that hold, the whole Senate has to vote just to remove it from the hold. So everybody's got to go on record here.
Okay.
And they're not going to because look at all the dirt that's come out. They don't want to be attached to this. You're gonna stick your neck out for what? The ambassador to India, to Eric Garcetti? For what? And you don't know what other filth hasn't been released yet. Remember, there's a lot of people who know stuff who haven't talked because I don't want to hurt Eric.
So how important to the Biden administration is the ambassador to India? Because they can sit and wait and hope something changes in the story and they can just tell Eric that's it. Mm. Biden can take out the trumpet and play taps for him. And
you know one of my favorite parts of this report is? Naomi Seligman is the great whistleblower. She's the one who used to be communications director for Garcetti. Again, you don't get closer in the inner circle than the communications director, right? You're in there every day trying to translate what the boss says to tell the public and the press. So she was there for 2.5 years. And she had created with a whistleblower law firm a 31-page, basically an indictment of Garcetti and Jacobs. And two of the points was Jacobs gave Naomi Seligman a prolonged kiss on the lips without her consent in front of staff members. And Jacobs gave Ms. Seligman's husband a prolonged kiss on the lips without his consent. So Jacobs nailed the wife and the husband.
Equal treatment.
Yeah.
Right?
He put his mouth on
anybody.
He wasn't
just hitting on women.
No, he wasn't. It was mostly men, but there were some women.
That's just his manner.
Oh, at one point, Garcetti says, well, he's Jewish. And what did he say? That they're very affectionate or they're very demonstrative, something like that.
Rubbing groins. And
yeah, it's like, that's funny. I know a lot of Jewish
rubbing
people.
Rubbing their groin up against people. That's
right.
Another greeting.
I don't know anybody who ever did that.
All right, we got more coming up.
Pretty crazy. John and Ken, KFI, the grossest line in Senator Grassley's report against Garcetti and Rick Jacobs is Naomi Seligman observing Jacobs at a food buffet, taking a piece of arugula, looking over at the detail, and started putting it in and out of his mouth like he was giving fellatio.
Mm. Who said that?
Naomi Seligman, the communications director.
Yeah, the only woman that will tell the, several people, but she's the most, she's the one that, by the way, got the whistleblower organization to push this on the Senate.
But that's weird that it's arugula, that's lettuce. I mean, it's not like a,
I don't know,
cucumber, zucchini.
All he had in hand.
Banana.
That tells you he's been
horrible. What a weirdo. I mean, that's a pervert.
Shay Santa will be joining us after 3 o'clock. He's the L.A. County Deputy DA that was involved in the Tubbs prosecution case. One of our big stories this afternoon is that Hannah/James Tubbs has now been charged with a murder up in Kern County. Got a light sentence from George Gascon for sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl, now charged with murder. So we'll talk to Shay after the news at 3 o'clock.
Never going to look at arugula the same way.
But probably not. Happy Mother's Day 2 days late. I wanted the mugshot for this, John, because I wanted you to see what this guy looked like. We take you to Kentucky. Fill in the joke. Jacob R. Small from Monticello, Kentucky, has been charged with attempted murder, domestic violence, first-degree assault, and second-degree criminal mischief, according to the Wayne County Sheriff's Office in a news release. He shot his own mother on Mother's Day. And the second part is there was apparently a dispute over the gift that he gave her for Mother's Day, which remarkably was an Xbox controller. Mm. You know, sorry, I didn't think of that. Doesn't every mom want an Xbox controller? Now, she could be young. He's only 22. She might be one of these moms when she was in her teens, but I don't know what the dispute was about, but apparently as she drove off at the end of the evening, he fired a gun into the car and he hit her.
She didn't.
22 caliber rifle.
Maybe she didn't like the gift.
I'm wondering.
Maybe she was.
A verbal dispute with his mother over an Xbox controller he had given to her as a Mother's Day gift. Maybe she said, oh, this is really for you, isn't it? You buy something for me, you make it look like it's for me, but it's really you who wants this. What an ingrate you are. And then he had enough. He's got like the Dumb and Dumber haircut.
Doesn't he look like one of these basement dweebs, like one of those incel types?
Yeah, that sits there night and day in the dark and with his video games, grumbling about how he can't get a date and then looking at porn.
Right. And he's trying to entice mom to play with him.
Apparently he shot her Sunday night, the end of Mother's Day, and then went to a neighbor's house and sat there waiting for the cops to come.
22. What was Bill Gates doing at 22?
22.
Gascon
says he's under 25. His brain hasn't fully formed and matured.
Know. Right.
He should be forgiven for that.
That's right. So being 22, because your brain isn't fully formed, that means you kill your mom. And that's what happens to all of us, right? We've all shot our mom dead. over a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, I don't know that she's
such
dead.
Stupid.
Story says her condition is unknown. I mean, he shot at her into the car, so whether she was driving or she was a passenger isn't clear, but he shot through the car as she was leaving. Well, one last gift.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go. All right. We got a lot to get to. It's a busy show today. But, of course, the big story is that this James/Hannah Tubbs, the person who sexually assaulted a 10-year-old girl in 2014, got a light sentence from George Gascon, the L.A. County D.A., is now been charged, and first it was robbery, now it's murder, in Kern County. They might be connected with the same male victim who died, and that's where Tubbs is, in prison, in jail in Kern County, awaiting that case. There's supposed to be an arraignment this afternoon on the murder. We're going to talk to the L.A. County Deputy D.A. who prosecuted Tubbs for the sex assault against a little girl. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.